to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. In this hour, I want to talk about the escalating situation in Syria and everybody making stink face at Iran and basically edging closer and closer to really ramping up big mistake number three into an all-out global, you know, oh gee whiz, how did we get suckered into this one again? Now, the news media is making a big deal over the fact that Assad is using warplanes in Aleppo and Damascus. Now, he's not actually bombing the city centers. He's bombing the outlying areas where the mercenary armies are basically, you know, shelling from. And the spin in the American media is, oh, how dare he use, you know, jets over his own territory. Isn't that Israel's job? No. The whole reason for having warplanes, or one of the big reasons for having warplanes, is that when a foreign government stages a covert attempted overthrow of your country using paid mercenaries and heavy weapons smuggled across the borders while trying to pretend said covert invasion is a spontaneous public uprising, registered trademark White House, you can fight back, as is your right as a nation state, to defend your borders from outside invasion. We were told when we were young that this incredibly expensive war machine that we maintain, larger than the next 25 nations behind it, was to defend our country. They call it the Department of Defense. Well, we haven't actually defended the United States from anything in a great long time. The last time there was actual combat on U.S. soil was the Civil War. It really ought to be called the Department of Let's Go Into Foreign Countries, Murder the People, and Steal Their Wealth, because that's really what they're doing. So the U.S. is going to increase aid to the Syrian opposition, meaning the mercenary forces. Israel's preparing to attack across the border as well. Now, how do we know this is a covert invasion and overthrow? Well, because when Egypt was having their revolution, you didn't see the United States sending in guns and bullets to the revolutionaries. Quite the contrary. Mubarak's government was using U.S.-supplied tear gas against the protesters. Same thing in Libya. Oh, we're supporting an Arab Spring uprising with tanks and bullets and bombs and all the rest of that stuff. So that's what's going on here. And again, we've been getting reports that the mercenary army is not doing all that well. And again, that's the lesson of Vietnam. People fighting for money are not as effective soldiers as people fighting to save their own homes. So the U.S. is going to increase the aid to the Syrian opposition. Putin is right. This is going to turn into the new Afghanistan. And remember, Afghanistan is what led to the destruction of the Soviet Union. Syria could easily be the catalyst to the final collapse of the United States of America. Israel's out preparing to strike into Syria because we know they have weapons of mass destruction they're not supposed to have. What, you mean like those bombs you're building under Dimona? Isn't Syria allowed to defend itself? I mean, if you really think of the absurdity of the situation, the U.S. is running around countries saying, you're not allowed to have weapons to defend yourself against invasion. Therefore, we will invade you. Russia is saying the U.S. is trying to justify terrorism in Syria because supposedly this mercenary army includes elements of al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, up at the Turkish border, things are getting very, very ugly. The Turkish truck drivers operating near the border, near that that border checkpoint that the mercenary army captured the other day, is saying the Syrian rebels are coming across, and they're looting, and they're pillaging, and they're burning up Turkish trucks, and so Turkey had to close the border. Doesn't sound like a popular uprising to me. Sounds like a mercenary army on a pillaging expedition. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what,
Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying an investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control? Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the situation in Syria. And again, the background on all of this is that the U.S. government is desperate to get this war into full on. Everybody admits it's a world war. World War III. We're at war. They're desperate for a distraction from what's happening in Europe. They're desperate for distraction from LIBOR and all the rest of it, and they're just pushing as hard as they can on Syria, because Syria is the final stepping stone into attacking Iran, which is what Israel has been demanding of the United States going all the way, well, forever, practically. Israel's always demanding that Americans die in wars on Israel's enemies. Now, interestingly enough, the Israeli media is trumpeting a survey that says 51% of Americans support the United States aiding Israel in an attack on Iran. Now, when Israel says aiding us in an attack on Iran, they mean you Americans go do it for us because our children are way too precious. So it's kind of a sanity check on this ridiculous claim. After 10 years of war, Americans aren't supporting any more war anywhere for anybody. So we put up a survey on our site, and needless to say, overwhelming opposition to any more wars, certainly on behalf of Israel. You need to understand something about people who want war. These are people who've already made the moral decision to basically invade somebody else's home, to kill them, to steal their wealth. It makes it very easy when you've made that moral leap to go and say, yeah, we'll torture a few of them. We'll get, you know, we'll lie, cheat, and steal and kill. That's what war is all about. Lying, cheating, stealing, and killing wrapped in a pretty flag. And so just expect them to do whatever they think is necessary for the greater good of conquest and imperishable glory of whatever it is we're imperishably glorifying. So over in Syria, the so-called opposition, they're behaving like pirates. And worse, they're fighting with each other. They're fighting with each other as we're seeing this situation where these opposition groups, if they're not fighting the actual Syrian government, if they're not actually fighting Assad's military forces, they're fighting each other. And that's another thing that tells us this isn't a genuine popular uprising. They're going to turn Syria into another Somalia. They're going to turn Libya into another Somalia, where it's just broken up with all these rival warlords fighting each other and just constant death and constant destruction in order to keep the nations broken up and helpless so that Israel can sleep soundly at night. So the reason they broke up the Ottoman Empire into all these countries in the first place, the Ottomans all by themselves, you know, that was something we had to be afraid of. So we'll break it into all these little tiny countries to keep them helpless, to keep them divided. We'll trick them into fighting each other constantly. Divide and conquer. Meanwhile, the war with Syria has resulted in a tourism boom down in Israel. Israel tourists, war voyeurs, are traveling up to the Golan Heights with their binoculars and their telephoto lenses, hoping to see a little bit of somebody else's blood splattered all over the landscape. They think war is fun as long as somebody else is having to fight and die in it. Now, domestically, there are more Anaheim riots. There's been another shooting down there. We just put up a story. There's been a shooting in Dallas, Texas, that has triggered a public riot. More people are shot, more innocent people are being shot dead by the police than by that guy in the Colorado theater. Let's ban the police. Apparently, the police in Anaheim have switched to firing pepper bullets into the crowds, thinking maybe that'll be a little bit less upsetting than the rubber-coated bullets. No, it isn't. You shouldn't be fighting into a crowd that is engaged in their First Amendment right of protest. That you are firing into the crowd at all is the issue, not the particular choice of projectile you're using. And it's only going to make the situation worse, because we have a nation of 300 million enraged Americans, and they're just looking for that spark that will get everything going all across the country. And the police seem eager to do it. Yeah, let's shoot this guy over here. Get a reaction? No, shoot another one over there. How about this innocent person? Blow him away. Shoot the family dog. That'll get him going. Anyway, apparently the mayor of Anaheim has asked for federal assistance to deal with the problem. In other words, every time they send out the police to try and calm things down, it's only making things worse. So now they want federal assistance in there to say, really, the police love you. The police officers are your friend. They would never, ever, ever, ever do anything to harm you, at least on purpose. Look, we have these wonderful taser machines, which are police brutality with all the modern improvements. And contrary to the propaganda, they are not non-lethal. If you get tased at exactly the correct moment in the heart cycle, the heart will stop. That's what is killing all these people on the tasers. And the police are saying, well, I guess they had an underlying undiagnosed medical problem that we were not aware of. No, it isn't. It's because you bought a product that is killing people. Anyway. Over in London, the militarization of the Olympic Games is reaching extraordinarily absurd details. And they're down to the point now where people are not being allowed to wear T-shirts from competitors to the official sponsors. Apparently, you're only allowed to wear Nikes. I mean, it's just completely nonsense stuff. And here's something that I think all of us ought to be paying attention to. The Olympics are banning Wi-Fi hotspots in all the venues. There's going to be no direct Wi-Fi communication from anybody attending the events to the outside world. Which means if there should be an attack by those Iranian Arab Muslims, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, the only news we will get about it will be from the official licensed broadcaster, NBC, the National Broadcorping Castration. So between that and the constant attacks on servers and DNS in this country, we're already starting to see what appears to be a very slow ramp up to contain alternative versions of events that are happening at the Olympics. So, now, speaking of phones and cell phones and stuff, I want to talk about this story that came down the other day, and it's kind of alarming. Yeah, if you look at your phone bill, you will probably find among all those many, many surcharges that take that teaser rate the TV commercial said you were going to be paying for your phone system and turn it into that usurious, monstrous obligation that you're stuck with for month after month for the duration of your contract. And somewhere in there, there's this little lifeline fee, lifeline donation. And what it is, Lifeline was originally a program that had a noble ambition. It was to make sure that everybody in the United States has a landline wired phone in their home with which they can call 911 if necessary. And that was all it was originally supposed to do. But somehow or other, the program has mutated hideously to where they're now handing out free cell phones to anybody who's in any kind of social assistance, unemployed, Medicare, whatever. And here's the kicker. There are no controls on it. And this video talking about this story that we linked to whatreallyhappened.com opens with this lady who opens up her purse, and she's got about 12 cell phones in there. And then toward the end of the story, they basically say, what are people doing with all these extra cell phones they're getting for free? Well, they turn them around and they sell them to drug dealers, which means they could sell them to terrorists if there were any real terrorists around other than these phonies, who can then use these phones anonymously. Oh, what does the phone track back to? Oh, it was handed out by Lifeline to some person in need. Well, how did it get to this? We have no idea who's really using it now. So we're in this absurd situation where the government is spending billions of your tax dollars to monitor and track all of our cell phones, supposedly to deal with the war on drugs and the war on terror, but Lifeline is handing out all these free phones, which then wind up in the hands of drug dealers and potentially terrorists, who can then use them anonymously without being traced. At the very least, even if you want to keep Lifeline going to make sure that people have phones who need them, obviously it's not being good at that, but even if you don't want to keep that, it's time to drop this government monitoring of our cell phones. It can't possibly have any effect against the drug dealers and terrorists because they're not using the normal phones. By the way, apparently the Library of Congress is going to archive and save every tweet ever sent for future historians to study. So please retweet this everywhere. Now, the other day we were talking about Mayor Bloomberg up in New York, where he's gone on this rampage about telling you how to live your life. You know, first of all, it was smoking in public places, then it was private places, then he was after the trans fats. And as you're probably aware, he's been doing this whole thing about banning the big gulp sugary drinks. And I'm sure, you know, there are reasons for all of these things to be reduced in our lives. But that's a personal choice. Now he's after the booze. I thought we did that once before doing prohibition, and it didn't work out very well. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Yeah. As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about Mike Bloomberg, and he's out there to prove, you know, with crashing economy, massive unemployment, we're hovering on the edge of a global nuclear war. All of a sudden, he's decided that his legacy is going to be banning large soft drinks from the public. And now he's talking about tackling alcohol abuse in New York. Well, frankly, the reason for the alcohol abuse happens to be the economy, the joblessness, the homelessness. I mean, go back and look at the Soviet Union in those last few years before it finally collapsed. And alcohol consumption was right through the roof. And we're seeing the same thing here in the United States of America. Go to your local supermarket or your local drugstore. Look at the size of the alcohol section. Yes, alcohol consumption has become a huge problem in the United States of America, but that has everything to do with life in the United States of America. People are watching the fruits of a lifetime of work evaporate before their very eyes. You can't do that and stay entirely sober. And so Mayor Bloomberg wants to treat the symptom because he's afraid of trying to deal with the absolute cause, which is the Federal Reserve. It's like all these other cowards in government all across America who've seen their pensions be defunded by Wall Street. And they won't stand up and say Wall Street's the problem. They got to pay us back the money. Oh, no, no. The you teachers and firefighters and police, you're going to have to learn to live on less. This is the age of austerity. And again, if you choose to live simpler and cheaper, that is austerity. When the government tells you to do that, that is dictatorship. Now, you're probably aware there's a sleeping medication out there called Ambien. Beautiful commercials. Ambien will help you sleep. Another one with it, Restoril. Apparently is now linked to early death in its users. Scripps Health, a nonprofit health system in San Diego, estimated in 2010, sleeping pill use may have contributed to up to 500,000 excess deaths in the United States. Heavy users aren't the only ones at risk. People who took only two pills a month are three times more likely to die young than non-users. But they put it out there. And again, the testing methodology of the pharmaceutical industry is they'll dose up some animals or some prisoners. And if they don't die in the first 30 days, they figure, all right, it's safe to put out there. Nobody does long-term studies. Long-term studies are bad because they delay your getting to market and maximizing your profitability. People are looking up at that Penn State scandal. There's the NCAA's $60 million fine over the pedophilia by the coach, and it's going beyond that. State Farm is pulling ads from all the games for Penn State football games. General Motors is considering yanking its sponsorship. And Wall Street is looking to downgrade the school's credit rating. And state college business owners and community leaders saying the NCAA sanctions are punishing them for the crimes of Jerry Sandusky. I'm not. I'm kicking around Penn State. I'm clubbing them like a baby seal because of Michael Mann and his stupid hockey stick. If it was just Jerry Sandusky, yeah, bad guy, should have kept a better lookout for what's going on. But you got Jerry Sandusky and you got Michael Mann and you got all this other stuff going on. It is a systemic problem. It's not the bad apples. It's a systemic problem. You know, one bad apple sticks out and people say, hey, look at the bad apple. Let's get rid of it. But when you have a Michael Mann or a Jerry Sandusky who is there year after year after year after year after year being a rotten apple and nobody notices, it's because everybody else around them is a rotten apple. I'm sorry, that's exactly what's going on. And Penn State needs to get a good dose of humble. So they go back to understanding the reason they're there isn't for General Motors advertising or State Farm advertising. It's there to provide a higher education to those kids, to get them prepared to take on the mantle of running this planet after the current generation has finished screwing it up. There is, apparently, we're on the beginning of a massive outbreak of whooping cough, which is a real surprise because they just got done vaccinating everybody for a whooping cough. And as a matter of fact, more and more researchers are starting to consider the idea that the sudden epidemic of whooping cough may have been triggered by the vaccine itself. The whole vaccine business model is we're going to sell medicine to people who don't really need it. Think the traveling Wild West show. That's the morality and mentality of the current pharmaceutical industry. Meanwhile, up in Canada, this is kind of an interesting little study, story rather. Up in Drummondville, Quebec, there's this little tiny home, and they have a front yard kitchen garden, growing cucumbers, tomatoes, zucchinis, beets, onions, Brussels sprouts, so forth and so on. And, you know, they're eating vegetarian, they're losing weight, they're being very healthy. The only problem is Canada says it's illegal. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever since.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about this strange story coming out of Canada where we have this couple that own their own home and they've gone vegetarian. They want natural, organic, healthy food, and they've got vegetables growing on their property, including in their front yard. It's their front yard. Now, apparently, the local authorities have said that a vegetable garden is only allowed to up to 30% of a front yard. And they have 2 weeks to basically destroy most of their garden and turn it back into something that looks like a golf course putting green. Now, this is extraordinarily stupid. And I come from an era where when you lived in a home, there was enough ground around you where you could have a vegetable garden out back that took care of you and probably provided a little more you could sell. We all know that the amount of land allotted to the ordinary citizen is no longer sufficient to provide all of our food, and that is by design. And now the governments are coming in saying, no, no, you're not allowed to use your land and your home to grow your food anymore. Will allow you a token garden for fashion's sake, but you will not grow your own natural, organic, fresh food on your own property. You will tear that out and destroy it. You will march right down and buy your daily dose of genetically modified, chemical-laden, manufactured pulp from 16 times away from your friendly neighborhood food megacorporation. Remember what I said before about how government and corporations perpetuate their abuses by keeping us in a state of enforced dependency? And this is exactly what's going on here. You're not allowed to be independent. You're not allowed to create your own electricity. You're not allowed to make your own alcohol. You're not allowed to grow your own food. You're not allowed to protect yourself. You must depend on the government for protection. You must depend on a corporation for electricity. You must depend on corporations for your food. You must depend on a corporation for your water. Soon you'll be forced to depend on a corporation for your air. Because that dependency is your slavery. That's why when America broke away from Great Britain, they didn't call it Freedom Day. Didn't call it Liberation Day. They called it Independence Day. I'm not going to be dependent on you any longer. Thank you very much. All right, apparently that measure to audit the Fed has passed the House of Representatives overwhelmingly, and the corporate media is saying, huzzah, huzzah, it'll prove they have a perfectly transparent and honorable banking system. Of course not. It's a setup. It's not full audit. It's a token audit. It's audit light. It's audit mania. Not a real audit, but an incredible simulation. You have to be mindful and remember Beatlemania to get that joke here. We're going to grab a phone call. Paul in Brooklyn. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. Good to talk with you. Been listening to you for so long, and now kind of an honor to be on the program. I'm living overseas right now, but coming to the States for a visit, and I was all excited to see a couple of Occupy camps this summer, somehow participate, but apparently it's gone, and I have a kind of a thought about that I'd like to voice.
Well, they're not all gone. I mean, you know, in a lot of places, the police have basically come on down and driven them away, you know, much like Israel's driving the Palestinians out of Gaza, where they were until Egypt opened up the border and let the food back in. But there are still Occupy camps. We have one here in Honolulu. They've been driven out of sight because they don't want people to see them. It's like the homeless tent cities. They want them someplace where, you know, financial investors and tourists aren't going to look at them. We have 4,000 homeless people on the island of Oahu, and the police most assuredly keep them from anywhere near Waikiki and the tourist centers. And so I think the issue may be that the Occupy centers, they haven't gone away. They're being driven underground, and that's why you can't find them. You have to go on the web to hunt them down.
Right. I guess that's true. And admittedly, I haven't really gone on a very thorough search, but, you know, mainly it's just been by word of mouth, and people have just said, well, we don't know where they are, and kind of the attitude amongst my friends is that it is, you know, like the perception in America is that they are gone. I'm sure that there are pockets that kind of do exist.
Yeah, that's the perception that's being put out by the corporate media, but they're still there, and I know they're smaller, and, you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, this was our last chance at a peaceful protest, and of course everybody's holding their breath for when the violence is really going to crank up, as it looks to be doing even now over in Anaheim. Apparently this second guy the Anaheim cops shot, he was in handcuffs when they shot him, and apparently the police are out there shooting just anybody with blunt force ammunition, and the situation is just rapidly escalating. But with regard to Occupy, the Occupy movement was a good start. At some point, all 300 million Americans are going to have to stand up and say, we're not going to pay this anymore. We don't even have the money. For all this money you think you're going to be able to take from us to paper over all this Ponzi scheme debt that has built up from 100 years of the Federal Reserve abuses, it isn't out here. There is no more money out here for you to take. And I guess that's why they're talking about quantitative easing. You know, we're in that hyperinflationary period where the answer to every problem is going to be, oh, we'll just print up new money and hand it out. And, you know, at some point, everybody will realize the dollar isn't all that secure. In fact, we just put up a video, whatreallyhappened.com, where Alan Greenspan is basically saying, yeah, we'll just print up more money to deal with the problems. And Obama's economic advisor is sitting next to him. And you should see the grimace on his face. It was like a giant neon sign saying, folks, the Treasury bonds aren't secure anymore. Not in this massive overprinting. By the way, did you ever wonder why they call them treasury bonds? Same root word as bondage, because what backs the treasury bond is your slave labor. I am Spartacus.
Well, the one thing that did strike my mind visiting this summer is that I did kind of raise the, I've been listening to you for a long time, and I know that you strongly believe that Occupy is a genuinely grassroots movement, and honestly, there are, just from, my experience and the experience of a lot of others, the reasons for Occupy are still there, and there, and, was a lot of reasons to be very unhappy and to get in the streets. But it did, the way this has played out, it does kind of suggest to me that the large scale organization of Occupy might well have been, orchestrated by, the money junkie somebody. What do you think about that?
Well, no, the money junkies didn't organize it to begin with because it made them all look bad, but they were spending millions and millions of dollars to subvert it, and they were sending in agent provocateurs like all the people standing around screaming about, bring back communism and all the rest of it. They were positioned there for the media to focus on, so the media could say, oh, these Occupy people, they're anti-capitalists, they're a bunch of commies and all the rest of it. The problem is that the Soviet Union collapsed long enough ago where most Americans today haven't been conditioned by the schools to wet themselves upon hearing the word communist. And so they didn't get a lot of traction with that. Most Americans understand that the Occupy movement are not anti-capitalist, they're pro-capitalist. What they're anti is fascism, which is what we're operating under now. We stopped being a capitalist country back in the early 1980s at the start of the SNL bailouts. And we're now in a financial system where if you make money, you keep it, and if you lose money, you dump the losses on the people. That's not capitalism. That's fascism. And
you're
so,
right.
Yeah, the Occupy movement are pro-capitalist, at least as capitalism was supposed to operate when this nation was started up. They're anti-fascist. That's what we're dealing with. We're, just like Spain under Franco, we've become a fascist economic dictatorship, and we're going to have to kick them out before we can get our country back.
Okay, well, thanks for your comment, Mike, and I'll keep listening.
All right, thanks an awful lot there. Yeah, a lot of the money junkies were out there trying to find some way to discredit Occupy or at least get it off, out of sight. And right now, of course, the corporate media is now ignoring them and pretending they don't exist. But there's still a lot of activity going on out there, and you can see it on the web. And we do need to support them. I really did view the Occupy movement as the last expression of peaceful protest by the American people, and it was all across the country, from coast to coast, cities all across America, and you couldn't categorize them in order to dismiss them, although the media tried to do that. Now, they say, oh, they're leftists, they're rightists, they're whatever. No. The Occupy America movement was America trying to reoccupy its own home and take it away from the foreign occupiers that are currently, in power here. And the Occupy movement were men and women and young, old and black and white and brown and peach and taupe and mauve and green and plaid. Gay, straight, somewhere in between. Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives. It was everybody. It was you. It was me. And it was America standing up and saying, we're still here. This is not just an empty property to be rented out to a foreign government by Washington, D.C. And unfortunately, of course, the corporate media and Wall Street spent a great deal of money derailing it, hijacking it, smearing it. And so we get back to that wisdom of John F. Kennedy. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. I'm still hoping to head that off and prove Kennedy wrong. But I wouldn't make book on it at this point here, especially with the situation in Anaheim and now another shooting in Dallas that's provoked riots. Everybody's ready to go. They're just looking for a target. Up at the International Space Station, the latest Russian supply rocket failed to successfully dock with the space station. They were testing out a brand new docking control system, which was one-third as heavy and used only a fraction of the power, and it doesn't work. So I guess if they just disconnected it and threw it out the hatch, they'd save even more weight and more electricity. But it's not doing very well. And I'm wondering just how it is that this got flown without being tested on the ground. All righty. Let's see here. More chaos in Anaheim as protest grows. Police continue firing with blunt force ammunition. I'm hearing now that journalists are being shot by the police with these blunt force bullets. That's the new name, I guess, for rubber-coated bullets. So it's getting violent, and the cops are escalating the violence. Maybe that's Obama's plan for declaring martial laws, to get riots going from coast to coast. I don't think it's going to happen over Anaheim. All righty, we're going to grab a phone call here. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How's your week, Mike?
Well, it's half over.
Well, you know, Mike, 3 weeks from now, I was supposed to go visit New York City. But since Michael Bloomberg's reckless comments about telling the police to go on strike if we don't hand over our guns, you know, I'm not going to go support that city in any which way. Mm-hmm. I am not going there. I hear about his nanny state. We can't buy about the fountain drinks and the trans fat and businesses can't decide if you want smoking or non-smoking. It's just too much, Mike. I can't support a city like that.
I absolutely agree. And I understand that drinking too much sugary drinks is bad. And I understand that smoking too much is bad and all of this stuff. But it should be kept a personal choice. It's not the government's job to come in and run our lives for us. I've read that Constitution. The government's job is to keep the roads and bridges and rails and schools and hospitals and all that stuff working and to provide for the common defense when we're being attacked. And not just to, you know, go into other people's countries and grab their wealth here. But there's nothing in the Constitution that authorizes the government to intrude into our personal lives and make these decisions for us regarding our health and diet.
I hear people, as they go into Lower Manhattan, that the cops are rude and you can't really do nothing. Just walk, you know what I mean? Don't say nothing, don't do nothing, can't smoke on the sidewalk, can't do this, can't do that. I
was definitely aware of the no smoking one when I was there last September. But, you know, the situation here is that I know that there are things that people do that are not exactly healthy. But you need to understand something. We have come to understand that a lot of the things that we were told are bad for us turned out not to be so. It was sold to us that thus and such was bad as part of a campaign to get us to switch and give our money to a different provider. Saccharin was bad. Go to aspartame. Is a good example.
Well, Mike,
you know, we're told that, you know, drinking is bad and prohibition and everything, and then we come to find out that moderate drinking actually makes you live longer. We're told that, you know, cigarettes are bad and they'll give you cancer and everything. Now we found out it wasn't the tobacco, it was the fertilizer the cigarette companies chose to grow the tobacco in. And that organic tobacco, yeah, there's some health issues there, but it's not going to give you cancer, and it's a pleasant buzz. And so we can't have the government telling us how to live our lives on the basis of what they think is good or bad, because 9 times out of 10, they're wrong. Remember the big thing about cholesterol? Cholesterol is bad. We've got to get cholesterol out. And then they said, well, actually, there's the good cholesterol and the bad cholesterol. Now they've come to understand that cholesterol is kind of not really connected to health disease, that arterial plaque is not cause of heart disease. It's a symptom of something else they still haven't found. And all these medications they were giving to people to deal with the plaque was actually triggering heart attacks. That's what took my youngest brother this last year. You know, because you start having drugs melt the plaque off the arteries and it gets stuck someplace really important. And it's just all about selling another product. And it's the next big thing they're going to scare you about to sell you a solution. And so I'm sorry, Mayor Bloomberg, but a lot of the things you think are bad for us, some of them may be bad, but some of them may not. You don't really know, and therefore, I really think it has to be left up to individuals to decide what they're going to do. Remember when the government mandated the swine flu vaccine in 1976, and it killed 50 times as many people as the swine flu itself? I'm sorry, the government can't be making these decisions for ordinary Americans because they screw up so often.
Speaking about soft drinks, there's a local factory in town. They make original soft drinks with original cane sugar. No aspartame, no corn syrup or anything.
Yeah.
And it's much more healthier than what you buy in Coca-Cola.
Well, both Coca-Cola and Pepsi put out a a natural, organic, you know, yesterday version of their products that were cane sugar and everything, and they were available for a while, and then they just stopped selling them because they weren't able to make the money on them that they were making on the other version. The reason they went away from cane sugar and to corn syrup is twofold. One, high fructose corn syrup is less expensive, and it will stay in on the shelf a lot longer. Cane sugar soft drinks, if they sit on the shelf too longer, the cane sugar tends to settle out and crystallize on the bottom of the bottle. And that means the bottle has to be returned to the factory. So it's all about the money. When Pepsi came out with their old-fashioned cane sugar, no other additives, soft drink, I tried it for a while, and it did remind me of what these soft drinks tasted like when I was a kid. And, you know, but again, they're not selling it anymore. In any event, I avoid all that stuff at my age. I'm trying to lose weight and, you know, I'm sort of decide for myself what I'm going to do with my diet and recreational uses. And I don't trust the government to know what's the best thing for us anymore. I trust the government to know what is the most profitable.
Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
You know, babe, I've got to say, there's a whole passel of reasons I'm happy we bought our seed bank from Texas Ready.
Really?
Yeah. The one that makes me happiest is our salsa garden. Onions, jalapenos, fantastic tomatoes, cilantro.
I know, dear. You couldn't survive without your salsa.
Folks, Texas Ready helps you to thrive, not merely survive. Multiple kinds of heirloom tomatoes, onions, and peppers. Plus non-GMO corn, beans, peas, and vegetable varieties out the wazoo. With over 75 varieties, each Liberty Seed Bank has enough fruit, herbs, and vegetables to enable you to grow well over 2,000 pounds of food in your subdivision backyard each year. Order your bank today at TexasReady.net or come visit us at Glenn Beck's Restoring Love Conference, July 26th and 27th. We'll be set up near the registration tables at the Arlington Sheraton. Go to TexasReady.net for more information. See you there.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin, you might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier,
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to grab another phone call. Dan in Alabama. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What's up, Mike? It's Ben, by the way.
I'm sorry, Ben. Go ahead.
That's fine. You can't remember everybody's name. But is Bloomberg actually threatening us with, you know, telling the cops to go on strike? I think that would be a blessing for America. If you have a police state and you take out the police, you just got a state. And I think that's exactly what we're looking for. So please, everyone, heed Bloomberg. Please.
Well, I think down in Anaheim and Dallas right now, if you were to say, should the police go on strikes, is yeah, permanently. Permanently. All right.
I mean, if we're missing the star bill, all we need is go to Toys R Us, buy some plastic badges and guns, and we have our own police force.
Yeah, well, basically the idea is if we're all carrying around guns, we're going to have much, much less crime. Do you know why the gunfight at the OK Corral is such a big part of history?
What's up?
Because it was rare. It was so unusual. The Wild Wild West wasn't all that wild. It was portrayed as such by Eastern industrialists who were trying to discourage workers from leaving the crowded cities and factories of the East Coast and going out west where they could have free land to build a home on. And so they hired all these dime novel authors to basically write all these stories about how terrible things were in the Wild Wild West. But the reality was everybody wore a gun. And by the way, the reason they wore guns on holsters had nothing to do with the danger of the West. If your horse took off and your foot was caught in the stirrup, the only way you wouldn't get beaten to death is you'd have to shoot your own horse. That was the reason they had the guns in the holsters. So all this stuff about the Wild Wild West was a lot of propaganda to keep the workers in the factories on the East. But when you had a real event like the gunfight at the OK Corral, it was nationwide news because it was so unusual. And that was the reality, and it was such an historic and rare event, you know, and that's, the West was really rather calm because everybody had a gun, and everybody knew everybody else had a gun. And these things just really didn't happen. And, of course, Wyatt Earp, after it was all over, he went out West, and he became a consultant to the early silent film movie stars like Tom Mix, which is why ever since then, every movie ever made about the gunfight at the OK Corral tells it from the Earp's point of view, and you never hear the Clanton side of the story. So, a little bit of history there. Hello? Okay, I guess we lost him. All righty. Let's see. James in Ohio, are you there?
I am here, Michael. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing fine. What's on your mind? We're almost at the end of the segment.
Oh, I just want to say the Occupy movement isn't dead. I'm one American who's not giving up. Check out the new Occupy America social network.
All right. Glad to hear it. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. Yeah, I know the Occupy movement is still going. It's quiet at the moment, and everybody's sort of waiting to see what the next step is going to be. But they haven't gone away. We have an active Occupy camp here on Honolulu. It's been moved by the police about six times. I don't even know where it is myself right now, but you got to hunt that stuff down. They want you to pretend it's gone away. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back with Paul Craig Roberts.